Showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh, Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
Morning, everybody. It's the last Monday of a hoarse voice because tailgating is done in Champaign-Urbana. Maybe we tailgate before a bowl game. We could always do that. But hey, good morning. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay, Derek Piper to my left, Jay Layman to my right. Anticipated show for the wrong reasons, Jay Layman. No longer am I searching hotel rooms and flights to Florida. I'm now looking, not even, at Charlotte and the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Well, it could
Whippy!
Be. It could be worse, Don.
It could be worse.
I think it's a product of expectation.
Yeah.
You got your expectations way up.
What should I have?
I think you should have.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
Of the way they were playing.
I know.
It's been a different football team the last 2 weeks.
I have never left Memorial Stadium more pissed off than I was Saturday.
Wow.
That was it. You had Michigan State and Purdue in line to play at a Big Ten Conference championship game, and you blew it.
Mm.
I'm over it now, but...
Are you?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it. Is he over it?
I'm kind of over it.
He's angry, but
I mean,
he's ready for basketball.
You lose three straight games.
No, just stop right there. I am so sick of November, mid-November. It was delayed.
Well, Jay, it's usually September.
He's over. He's over it. He's ready for basketball. Guys, stop. Just stop the madness.
I'm still anxious to see what they do against Michigan. You know they can beat Northwestern. So you know they're going to win eight. Well, we hope. You're going to win eight games, and you are going to go to a pretty good bowl game. Probably the Duke's Mayo Bowl or the Music City Bowl. Now, you were talking if Ohio State and Michigan both make...
They could possibly do ReliaQuest, a.k.a.
Yeah,
the Outback
Which
Bowl,
would be
possibly.
Awesome if they could do
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes the Big Ten sneaks into the Gator somehow. The Tax Slayer Gator Bowl.
It is
sure
kind of weird.
Happens.
I don't either.
I'm not sure if that's on the slate this year.
So, no doubt, there's still a lot to play for. So, when I say I'm angry, I'm just angry for the moment. I'm angry for Coach B. I'm angry for these players. I really, truly am angry for Illini fans that... I know everybody's saying, look, he's building a program. And don't get me wrong, I think he is. I think Brett Bielma Pipes is building a program, and I think we are going to be in position to do this again. But these come around about once every 10 to 15 years, right? And not only do they come around, but you beat Wisconsin. You beat Iowa. You beat Minnesota. To me, you beat the teams in the West that you thought, all right, those are the teams we could trip up on. And then here comes Michigan State into town. You're a 17-point favorite, and you lose. And then here comes Purdue into town, knowing that everything is still ahead of you, and you lose. Did the officiating suck? Yes. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. In fact, of the 12 penalties that Illinois had, didn't Purdue decline 7, I think?
Well, they got called for 17 flags.
17 penalties. And Purdue had 6, but weren't 3 of those on personal fouls that impacted the kickoff?
Impacted the kickoff. And
so it was 17-3.
And the other one offset with Sidney Brown.
Yes. Yes. So
and then the worst stat is that in the drive where you have to get a stop,
yeah,
we had 2 personal fouls and 2 defensive PIs. That was bad.
The personal fouls were personal fouls, right? I mean, he got his hands up in his face. Newton hit him late. As soon as he did it, I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
And then then I don't know, the pass interferences, though. Those are so judgmental, and every one of them went against
you. I'll tell you the two ones that were really bad in my mind. The Devin Witherspoon was bad. Listen, my thing is this. I always am looking on a pass interference, who has the initial position to the football.
Right.
Because that player has a right to the football.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
In that case, Devin Witherspoon had the inside position. The ball was thrown inside, and you'll see Charlie Jones grabbing Witherspoon as he tries to make a play on
Absolutely.
The ball.
Absolutely.
Okay? That's the biggest play of the whole ballgame, because it's not only Huge. Not a pick, the next play, Quan Martin mistimes his jump, it's a touchdown.
Yep.
I think we get a stop there, we get a pick there, go down, score, even a field goal, make it 17-74, totally different game.
And you get the ball to start second half.
Totally different game.
Totally.
Okay?
Totally.
I thought Sidney Brown's, listen, you do, it's a different rule in college to pro. You can face guard in college. People don't realize this. So Sidney Brown never looked back.
Right.
Right? But he did time his hands through the hands of the receiver. I thought, right, I thought that one was a tough one.
I did too.
I thought the one where Xavier Scott held late when he didn't need to, that was PI.
Yeah.
I thought Casey Washington, the one where he, you know, fell, I thought that might have been a gimme for us, a makeup call.
Agree.
A total makeup call, right? But what I love about Witherspoon is Witherspoon, first of all, he played great.
He did.
I will say this. I mean, Charlie Jones had, what, 4 catches for 60 yards, but he was largely out of the game. He wasn't that big of a factor. And what Witherspoon never, he never extends his arms all the way. So you never, that's when you get in trouble, is when you extend arms on a pass interference. Witherspoon never does that, right?
Incredible.
And he's physical. One of my favorite plays was him dragging down Payne Durham.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
else was helping him out. And he got him down. You know,
yeah.
so
yeah.
that being said, I think some of the calls were horrific. Absolutely. Do I think they're a little bit one-sided? Yes. Is that the reason we lost the game? Probably not.
Yeah. Part of it, though.
Part of it, because it was
big,
because big part of it. But
yep.
But there's a lot of other things we could have done
sure.
that we just simply are not doing the last 2 weeks.
Jay, you mentioned that being a game changer, which everybody watching, I'm sure even Purdue fans would understand, that was a horrendous call.
Huge.
Changed the momentum of the game where Purdue was down a touchdown. They scored a touchdown to tie it. They ended up scoring touchdowns on their next three drives following that penalty. So that one, two right out of half. But to look up and see Purdue scored 31 on you for a team that – for most of the season, and I'm sure it's changed now, they're not the top scoring defense in college football anymore. Even looking back to the previous week with Michigan State having the success they did offensively, what has stood out to you in terms of what's changed? Because they've been gashed for more chunk plays the
sure.
past 2 weeks and maybe in the past month and a half before that.
Yeah, great point. Well, I would say this. Number one, I've said even in Michigan State, it was close, but I still thought we were more physically dominant for the most part. And I told you guys for the last 10 straight games, we've dominated our opponent. Mm-hmm. This game, we did not.
Yeah.
I thought for an under – because Purdue's defensive line is pretty undersized too. And their offensive line, ain't mammoths. I thought we were out physical this game. I really did. When I saw they could run the football, they could protect – we had trouble on first and second down or near the goal line, even though we scored those times. We got out physical, number one. Number two is this. We're down to our third or fourth outside backer now. Zeke Holmes went out.
Yeah.
Seth Coleman, I thought after the Nebraska game, could be an all Big Ten defensive end. The way he's playing, outside backer. He goes out with a concussion early in Michigan State. Then we have, you know, Alec Bryant's in there. And I thought he played decent
played
times,
okay, yeah.
but they kind of schemed him up on the option.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just pick the tailback right away. You got to kind of make him think a little bit, right? And Aiden O'Connell had a big run. And then we have Tyler Strain who gets a pick.
T-Strain
gets a pick, then gets hurt.
Yeah.
Then Xavier Scott's in, who, by the way, they didn't have a scholarship for. They blue-shirted it, supposedly.
Wow.
According to, you know, gave him a scholarship the first day they could after he got on campus. But – here's my thing is, so you have some weaknesses on the outside linebacker. You're down on depth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Terrell Jennings is out. Quan Martin then had to shift over
to
play corner,
yeah.
right? So we have people playing for this. But here's the thing. I didn't think that Johnny Newton and Keith Randolph played like they usually do, okay? I love those guys. I don't think they were as dominant up front, and I definitely don't think the last 3 weeks – T-Rod Edwards or Calvin Avery have been good at the nose.
Okay.
We have not been good up front.
Yep.
I think Gabe Backus continues to impress as a true freshman.
Agreed.
But defensively, we're not that great. All right. Witherspoon is an All-American. He is a first or second round pick, no question. Sidney makes plays, although sometimes he gets caught in coverage because he's very aggressive in the way he
right,
plays.
Right, right.
Quan Martin, He had a pick he dropped. He missed time to pick. He's still a good player. I still believe that Kwan's doing a lot of different things. But I also will say our linebackers have gotten schemed up a little bit, too, on the screen plays against Nebraska, Michigan State, and also on the run plays.
Yeah.
We did not stop Maccabee, who runs kind of funny, but he was getting yards.
He was.
Right?
He was.
So I'm just like, but this is Purdue. We should be able to beat Purdue, and we did not. But I will also say this. On the flip side, on the offensive line side, we weren't that physical as well as we needed to be. We don't do well with movement or last second blitzes to stop the run. So that's what I would say. That's a long-winded answer on the defensive question. That's fair. You know you make a good point when he says that's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Defensively, one more before we move to offense. I want to ask you, I think people were frustrated on that fourth down late in the game. Now you're down 10 and you need some things to go your way, even just to work back into the game, but you didn't blitz him. O'Connell had enough time to throw. You didn't get there with your front four either, and he hits a fourth and nine for 15 yards to move the chains. In general, though, zero sacks. You mentioned the injuries on the outside. Did you think Ryan Walters made a mistake by not blitzing O'Connell more? Was there a scheme issue in that not getting pressure there, in your opinion?
So that's a good question. I would say this. A couple different things they did. First of all, Seth Coleman's out. So one of your best rushers is out.
And
so you have three really good rushers right now. Gabe Backus, you have Newton, you have Randolph. So I think that's why they rushed three a lot and dropped eight. On that last play, that fourth down play, that's the dig route that Purdue loves to run. It's a slow developing play. Usually get the ball out quick. Aiden O'Connell gets the ball out quick. Just like DeVito usually gets the ball out quick. It's hard to get to him. But that was a slow developing play. They rushed three. Odaluga was kind of caught in no man's land. He was like in the line of scrimmage. Do I rush? Do I get back? The linebacker's got no depth to help out. The ball was a little bit behind. If you get depth as a linebacker, even if you don't get your hand on the ball has to arc over you, right?
Right.
And that gives more time for your defensive back so that the quarterback just can't put on a rope right in there is what he did, right? So do I think they could have blitzed more? Yes. So I think they're low on personnel? Yes, because here's the deal. They got three good rushers right now. They don't have Seth Coleman in there. A lot of times we rush the quarterback with our linebackers who are man-to-man the running backs, and they're going to block, and then we green dog. What means that means you go and get the running back and you add to the rush. Well, the running backs are always going up for passes in Jeff Brom's system. So our linebackers have to guard one-on-one. Mm. So we're not doing that as much, right? And so we just didn't win the one-on-one matchups like we usually do. And by the way, when you have a weakness and you're playing man coverage in corner, they're going to hit that man all the time, which they did. Xavier Scott, Tyler Strain. That was the game plan. Listen, Witherspoon's like Fort Knox, so they're not going to break into him. He's going to do well, so they're going to really target on that, and that's what they did.
Can I ask one more defensive question before Pipes unleashes on offense? And you tell us all our great sponsors that make this available and make this happen on Mondays with the Jay Layman Hour. With all the injuries that are happening right now on this defense, especially in the back end, does Ryan Walters change any kind of thing going forward? Or, I mean, or is it just a point where, well, we're down to next man up, I guess, and you're still doing the same stuff?
Well, it gets down to next man up, but the guy has never played. He played like two steps in high school, right? It's like, okay, what, next man up? He's on the team because of the GPA. No, we're not there yet. But I mean, I think next man up, you have to shift a little bit. And he did shift a little bit to zone.
Yeah,
There was some more zone in there. And I think Aiden O'Connell is one of the quarterbacks that could probably – thread the needle against man coverage, and you don't want your DB who's brand new to be the pressure of man coverage every play.
Right.
So let's give him some breaks, right? And so I think they're going to tweak some stuff. I think number one, though, when you're playing Michigan coming up, you've got to stop the run.
Mm.
And I think what the big difference is we have not been dominant stopping the run the last 2 weeks.
No, we haven't.
So then they have an ability to get in third and manageable, not third and long. We can't bring the house, right? And we don't know what's going to happen on first sit down because they can run or pass. Think about the first five or six games. People don't run for squat on us.
Nothing.
Think about Indiana game. Didn't run for anything.
Wisconsin had 2 yards.
-2 yards.
Or negative,
Braylon Allen had -2. I think they had 2 yards, right? I mean, Iowa really couldn't run the football.
No.
Right? Then Minnesota, Mo Ibrahim ran a little bit. Nebraska didn't really run the football at all, right? We got to stop the run. Listen, the great teams in the Big Ten, they can stop the run and they can run the football.
Amen.
The mediocre teams can do one or the other. The bad teams can't do either, right? And it comes down to line of scrimmage. This is why I said I've been confident in this football team for the last 10 weeks because they've been beating people up.
They have.
Right?
They've been
crushing people. But what I'm not confident is Purdue beat you up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call a spade a spade. They beat you up, right? And we got the text line blowing up over here. People are disappointed. They're we got this guy over here. Benny says he predict will beat Michigan. I don't want to lose the Wolverines. I can't stand Michigan. A lot of people still hate Michigan. The old timers hate Michigan.
Oh, I can't stand it. That's
what I found.
Yeah.
I thought the new timers don't really care that much.
Yeah. I hate Indiana in basketball and Michigan in football. It all comes down to the fumble game. The fumbles game. Yeah, I did like the 217.
That was 2000, right?
I think so, yeah.
35-30. Lemonnier, right?
Yeah, that guy. 217 says, Piper's not allowed to do the boiler up when the train goes by anymore. You have to blow a whistle, throw a flag, and call PI now. So that could be our new fun thing to do. Every time you say boiler up, I give a and then I throw a fake flag and call you for pass interference.
It works.
What makes this possible, my friend, with all your great sponsors?
Iroquois Federal, for all your lending needs. Interest rates are going crazy right now. You got to get a good lender that can have service at the lowest rate possible. Call Bob Guido. Call Mark McHale. What about Brenda Crane, Ryan Lowry? They got a great crew here in Champaign. Guys, appliances. I got my new fridge finally delivered. Dick Van Dyke came in, delivered it for me. For all your appliance needs, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They are your one-stop shop for all appliances. IPG Insurance, Kyle at IPGINS.com. Home, auto, life. What other stuff do they do that? What other insurance is there?
The bonds.
Workman's comp. Yeah. I mean, all this stuff. You tell me a lot of it. They got tons of insurance. Right? Long Branch.
I always tell people we can pretty much do anything you want us to do.
Come on.
And that's what he
can
do.
They can insure anything you want. Can we insure a win against Michigan? Maybe not.
If Kyle can do that, then
depends. depends if the premium is. I guess that's just like betting, right? That's just like betting. So you, Lod can insure all your football and basketball needs. Okay, he's the betting expert. And if you get hungry, guys, Long Branch Steakhouse. Listen, just because there's a night game or college football's on Saturday, don't stop. Don't forget to stop by Long Branch Steakhouse. Donnie's in the house today. Donnie, what's the special this week? Prime rib. Guys,
course,
while
awesome.
It lasts in beautiful downtown neglected Gifford, and hit the Joint Chiropractic on Neal Street on your way out.
Perfect. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to tackle the offense.
Yeah, buddy.
When we come back, it is the drive.
Get back to the things you need and love to do with physical therapy at Mettler Center. Two of the biggest barriers to starting therapy are getting a referral from your doctor and insurance coverage. But good news, Illinois is a direct access state, so you can start therapy without a doctor's referral. In addition, at Mettler, we accept all major insurances, Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, HealthLink, Medicare, and most recently, Aetna and Cigna. We invite you to schedule a complimentary 30-minute consultation today. Visit us at MettlerCenter.com.
If you want a steak, I mean a steak, prepared the way you want it, you've got to go to Long Branch Steakhouse. Hi, it's Jay Lehman. It's been over a year since I was introduced to Donnie at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. And when I want a great steak, that's where I go. And the sides, the Brussels sprouts, the mac and cheese, and the salad with Donnie's secret frog dressing. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. There's always room for the Long Branch Steakhouse.
Dick Van Dyke, a client's world. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
What do you mean, I get the whole store?
I'm Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we promise you the whole store, we mean all we do is appliances. We offer a showroom full of the top appliance brands, complete with our free 10-year protection plan.
Who does your warranty work? Some outfit with a 1-800 number?
No way. Our service and installation technicians are employed and factory trained by us. And our protection plan means you pay nothing for covered repairs.
So I get a free 10-year protection plan, a guaranteed best deal, a hometown service department, and a showroom full of name brand appliances? Wow.
Hey, lady, that's my line. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke, appliance world. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz, owner of Lanz, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LanzInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lanz, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lanz family. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, Lante, Derek Piper, and of course it's the Jay Lehman Hour with Jay Lehman as our guest. Can I ask one question before Pipes goes at it with the offensive side of it? How hard will this be, or because you've got Michigan next, how hard is it for these players? I mean, it's hard for me to get over this as a fan. How hard is it for these guys to know that they've essentially blown a chance to win the West? I mean, two wins, you win the West.
Here's the thing. I think the timing of wins is so interesting.
It
right?
is.
Because if you were, like you said earlier when we were off air, hey, if they were lost to Iowa and Wisconsin, then go on this run,
yeah,
I'd be feeling pretty good about it. Right?
Yeah,
we're turning around, right?
We're like, we might go to the Duke
right,
Mayo Bowl.
Right.
Now I'm like, damn it, we're going to the Duke Mayo Bowl.
Here's the deal. I think, and I know nobody likes to hear this, we gotta zoom out a little bit,
yeah,
and say, listen, we thought we were New Year's Day caliber bowl, and we're not right now.
Mm-mm.
But we are a bowl team, but we're just not a Big Ten champion, division champion bowl team right now. We're just not. Now, if we go to Michigan and win,
oh my,
that could change, right?
Yeah.
But as far as how hard it is, I would say nobody takes it harder than the players for the first 24 hours. But I would also say that being around everybody, all you got is each other, right? And in that locker room. And then the mission of, hey, what's next week does help you move on, right? And we beat Michigan. Me and you are looking at each other next week saying, We should be 10-0, but we're not.
Well, right.
But man, this program's not that far away if we can beat Michigan, right? So, every game in football seems like so much just once a week.
It's true.
And there's only 12 games, and yeah, that's what makes it so special.
And you got so long before the next one.
And we don't get to play people like the Kansas City Ruse or whoever they are. Like, I mean, and win by 40.
That's a shot.
Let's just be real, right?
That's a shot.
I mean, it's basically an exhibition to see all the new players. Oh, my gosh, Dane Dench is amazing. Oh, my goodness. He had 20-15-5. He might be better than Eddie from Purdue. Eh. Like, come on, guys. I want to play. Oh, come on. Give me, let's be real here, right?
That's a shot at you, Pipes, I think.
It.
I think it was.
I will be playing people. I'll be out in Vegas watching them play.
This Friday.
UCLA.
You get that free flight out there? Are they taking you out?
Free for me. Jeremy's paying for it.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
well,
big time.
Let's go.
Yeah. On the offensive side of the ball.
I digress.
You talked about the physicality not being there, really on the front of both sides of the football, defensively and on the offense. How does that happen? I know you mentioned injuries, but is that just the wear and tear of a season? Is it not having the right mentality? You've been obviously a football player where maybe it's not there a certain week. What kind of goes into that? Or is it just one of those inexplainable, well, we weren't the physical team today?
Well, here's what I would say. I don't think we do great. One, I don't think we do great on movement. I don't think – you look at the Purdue defensive line. I thought Michigan State had some legit dudes. Purdue's D-line isn't bad, but they ain't big. They were moving a lot. They were stunting a lot. And we don't do great against movement. You line up one-on-one, we'll grind you a little bit, and we'll do that. Awesome. Another thing is this. The secret's out. We can't really throw the football downfield except to Tip Ryman when we drop the pass. I love Tip. Mm-hmm. Man, I got to have you catch it, Tip.
I agree.
I mean, we got to have that. Yeah. That's two big drops, I think, this year. We got to have him catch that. Well-designed play by Barry Lunny.
It was.
To get that shot, right?
Totally was.
And even though you scored on that drive, you had to have 7 or 8 more plays to get a score, right? Which is just another chance for them to call a penalty on us, right? As Lindy from Champaign says, it's the same officiating crew from Indiana. You know, they got 14 points on BS calls. Last week, we gave up 14 on fumbles and bad punt. 9-1 should be our record. Thanks, Lindy. Appreciate that. A.K.A. Porkchop, he says his name is. But I would say this. I would say this. Lindy put my TV in for good vibes, by the way. Thanks, Lindy. Appreciate that, bud. I would say this. Now the DB, the secret's out. We can't throw the ball deeper if anybody stretches the field. You got safeties flat-footed at 8 foot, meaning at 8 yards deep. Flat-footed means they're not pressing up for run, but they're not getting ready for the pass. And so now they're – and we're getting a lot of blitzes. A double-edge blitz takes away the running back and takes away the quarterback run. And we're not adjusting well.
Yeah.
We're not getting pushed like we did. The first series in Nebraska, I saw that, and I said, dude, we're pushing these guys 3 yards off the ball. We're going to win this game. I watched that game, and Purdue's like, we ain't getting much push. And you can just feel it. There's something in the Illinois game where you can feel like, I don't think we're going to win this game.
Mm.
And you felt it. Pipes, you felt it. I felt this too many times, right?
I agree.
They're looking for this team to say, no, you know what? Forget that. Let's get this done and get it done.
Yes.
And they weren't able to do that.
Jay, the Paucho penalties are frustrating for a guy on his senior day.
Yeah.
Someone we expect better from. Is that just frustration mounting for him? Undisciplined? What happened there?
Well, I would say this. One, I'm not sure. You know, he jumped at a critical time. Now, we scored on that play. And they did get charged for a call that we don't hear a lot, disconcerting signals, which is basically the defense.
At that point, I was like, okay, now they're really making things up. They're like literally calling penalties that everybody around me had to Google.
That's basically making a sound that's like a snap that mimics the snap, right?
And we did snap the ball over DeVito's head.
Yeah, so it was a disconcerting signal, right? And so maybe that was the case. You know, Paucho's a really physical, handsy guy. I think another crew wouldn't have called it, but he got called twice in some really critical times. And so I was frustrated to see. I'm sure he was frustrated about that too.
Yeah.
Overall, I think he's had a great season. I think the O-line's overachieved, but they certainly haven't been the strong suit we thought they were the last 2 weeks or what Barry Lenny thought they were.
How does a team go an entire game without holding?
I don't know how that's even possible.
Because I'm trying to ask a question without acting like I'm whining about the officiating, but I am whining about the officiating. I mean, you had, I think Brett Bielema pointed this out after the game. I think going into that game, we had 4 pass interference calls the entire season and had 5 or more in this game Saturday. And then you have a team in Illinois that I know without Seth Coleman, and that's big because he's kind of your leader when it comes to sacks. But this is a Ryan Walters defense that for many weeks was dialing up a lot of pressure. They did have a few tackles for loss, but no sacks for the second straight week. I mean, is it just accidental that you don't normally pass interference and now all of a sudden on the same day you do 5 times and then you get no sacks and the other team doesn't hold 1 time?
Those are judgment
calls all over that field by the same crew that judgmented you out of a touchdown to beat Indiana. That's the thing that's really disconcerting to me, and that's the reason why I'd love for one of those SOBs to come on this air and explain some of that. Because those are all judgment calls.
True.
And even the replay official missed the one at Indiana. So that's frustrating to me.
Well, yeah. I don't think I asked a question. I got the point, right? It's like, how in the world can they play be on the same field with the same officials and not have anything called on them?
And have a bad effort again.
Right. It's frustrating. Here's the thing. When people have a distrust of something, right? I mean, I don't think anybody trusted those officials at the whole game.
I agree.
Right? It was like, what are these guys doing? They came out, they were the Indiana crew, and like, they had a couple of reviews that, you know, the Hightower didn't have the catch at Indiana, what should have been a catch. Payne Durham gets the catch, right?
Yes.
And it's like, then Hightower has a catch where he's close to being inbounds, doesn't get it. It just feels like when you're an Illinois fan, it's like, no!
I even thought the big tight end's left foot was out before his right one hit the end zone.
Yeah, I thought all that stuff too. I thought that
could have been replayed just to see. Because if his left foot lands out of bounds first,
correct,
and then his right one hits in, when his right one was in.
Yeah.
Now, it probably, I don't have the ability to slow it down like I would have somewhere, but I don't know. It looked to me like when I first watched the replay, I'm like, his left foot is down out of bounds before his right hits.
I agree. I'm going to read this text to you, though, from 217-822.
Okay.
He says, thank you, Jay Lamy. You taught me off the ledge. Me and Lon have that experience a lot. Made me laugh and be thankful for the 8-4 now. Let's go to Donnie's for steak.
Yeah.
Buy some insurance from Lon's competition.
Hey!
And then we're going to stop at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Let's go and enjoy the show. I love that, but here's what you're going to take beef with. No pun intended, with Log Bread Steakhouse, because there's prime rib on the special. We are rolling right now, and that is this. 8-4. You can't say when people say, oh, it's good to be 8-4, can you?
That's pretty solid.
You don't like it?
No. I'm excited about 8-4, and I will be excited about that. But
because I saw a tweet that said like, "Oh, but we're at least 7-2. Who cares if we're 7-2?" Like,
I mean, not often is Illinois in a position to beat a team that you were favored by 17, and then a team that you were favored by a touchdown. Essentially, not often is Illinois in a position to do those two things and clinch a spot in the Big Ten West, or I'm sorry, the Big Ten Championship game, and at least a New Year's Six Bowl.
Let me ask you
Let
me ask you this. While you can call me
Maybe not a New York City.
You can call me Sales Says, talk me off the ledge, Jay. Let me just talk you guys off the ledge real quick. Here's the deal. You ever been playing Michigan or Ohio State in football, or pick Duke in basketball?
Okay.
Doesn't it feel like it's so hard, no matter how close you play them, that in the fourth quarter, they will find a way, some miraculous way, to score. There'll be a breakdown. The floodgates will open, and you will leave heartbroken. You have that in the back of your mind, right?
Yep.
All the time. The opposite is the same for a team trying to transcend to another echelon of the Big Ten, meaning that they're trying as hard as they can to get the wins that they want to get. But there's something mentally that holds them back that sabotages them.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to rebuild a program, this is very real. I know we don't want to say it gives credence. We don't want to give credit to that. But I can tell you, as a guy who was on the 2006 football team who was 2-10, who was ahead of Wisconsin, ahead of Penn State.
Yeah, you guys were
close
right
to Ohio State. We learned how to sabotage and snatch defeat from the jaws of victory more than any other team in the history of it. You know, and God bless my mom for watching this. She goes, "Oh, honey, if you thought that game was bad on Saturday, talking about the Purdue game." I lived through so many of those games, fumbles, stuff like that. And I would just pray that you would make plays. That was it, because I was so down about fumbles or this or Illinois being Illinois-ish, like we like to say, right?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, it's just hard.
That's a great point.
And Mike from Sidoris down the road says, "Don't blame the refs. We were undisciplined." That's true, Mike. But can you say there was
some bad
calls? Yeah. what about 217-4-4 says, "Hey, same back judge on the call in Hightower, IU, and PI call Saturday." Exactly, right?
Yep.
What about Randy Miller? How about the play they called for a fumble when he was obviously down and they took 5 minutes to review it? Guys, it was bad.
It was bad.
It was amateur hour. I was like, am I watching D3 football, North Central versus Wheaton College?
Huge game.
It was a division championship game.
It
was bad ball, guys. It was bad. It was amateur hour. We felt like it was bad. We appreciate all the texts. Gosh, man, we get fired up.
Jay, you probably answered it there with what you're saying about the mentality, but I think that in the media, it's narrative based, right? So one of them after this game, where you were 7-1 with Michigan State and Purdue coming to town, you lose both. Either Illinois was a really good football team and choked, or Illinois was a fraudulent team that, like the college football playoff said, didn't have a quality win, was able to beat a weak Big Ten West, and then showed their weaknesses in ultimately losing to Michigan State, Purdue, and throwing Indiana. So which one's more true? Is Illinois not as good as we thought they were 2 weeks ago, or is Illinois a team that just kind of choked or just, let an opportunity at home just completely slip underneath them?
Well, since it's November, I'll give a political answer and say yes to both of them, right? Yes. But I would say if I had to pick one, I think we're not as good as we thought we were.
Okay?
Because good teams don't get run on and out-physicaled by Purdue. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
And good teams dominate on first and second down against Purdue. And we didn't do that, right? Good teams, when they lose a game they're not supposed to, bounce back and beat Purdue. They didn't do that. Good teams don't go 0-for-5 on fourth down against Michigan State. Good teams don't blame the weather on their own home field for having an issue with offense.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't hear anybody say it, but people are saying, oh, weather, this, that. Smile them on camera on YouTube. Let's go. All right. So, I mean, I would say we're not as good as we thought we were. 2 weeks ago, I thought we were a New Year's Day bowl game. I said on this show, probably after week four, we're going to win 10 games.
You did.
Okay? We probably ain't going to win 10 games, right? Because I was counting on a division game. I was counting on the Big Ten Championship. I was counting on the bowl game. I think we could win 9.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And here's the thing. If we beat Michigan, guys, I remember this, 2007, we had a really tough schedule. One, we had to play a top 10 Missouri team that was really good that year. They had 11 wins that year, went to the Cotton Bowl, right?
They were so good on that run.
They were. Chase Daniel was amazing.
They were incredible.
We had to play Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Iowa. Wisconsin was top five, 15-game winning streak under Brett Bielema. We had to play USC in a bowl game, and we had to play and we had to play Ohio State number one, right? We had to run the gauntlet. After those two losses against Iowa and Michigan, people were kind of down on us. Like, we got ranked, then we lost. But we finished out with a signature win and went to the Rose Bowl, right? And I think that's where, if we could beat Michigan, if we could beat Northwestern, somehow have Purdue lose a game, and we get in, it could be that special season. So I'm not off the ledge yet.
That's fair.
But, I mean,
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome.
So there's still a chance, right?
There
is. If you're a player, that's how you got to play, right? So I still think that the team in October matched up really well against Michigan.
Yeah. And you've said that all year.
I don't know if the team in November matches up very well on them. But I know that team in October, listen, I look at Michigan play. They've struggled. McCarthy struggled to throw the ball in man coverage.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Before,
you can ask me whatever.
Before we break down Michigan, because I want to do that, can we take a quick break, come back with your sponsors, and then we'll get to what you're talking about with Michigan, because I want to know your thoughts against the Wolverines. And, you know, obviously, you just explained it. You were a guy. You're on a team that went over and beat the number one team in the country in Ohio State.
Sure.
Now, Michigan's not ranked one, but they're not far behind.
Like three.
And it's kind of the same situation that you were just explaining. So when we come back, Jay Layman will explain that. It's the Jay Layman Hour. Back quick. It is the drop.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
If you want a steak, I mean a steak, prepared the way you want it, you've got to go to Long Branch Steakhouse. Hi, it's Jay Layman. It's been over a year since I was introduced to Donnie at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. And when I want a great steak, that's where I go. And the sides, the Brussels sprouts, the mac and cheese, and the salad with Donnie's secret frog dressing. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. There's always room for the Long Branch Steakhouse.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hey, Line Eye fans, it's Georgia B at Stevie J Broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio, The Drive with Sam Piper. Before we get to Michigan, Jay Layman, I want you to throw out your great sponsors. Do you need this?
No,
you
I memorize. Don't know. I know. I got Iroquois Federal right here. You know, Iroquois, guys, loan rates are insane right now, but that doesn't mean you got to stop insane buying, because if you stop buying, us realtors don't get paid. So
yeah.
Iroquois Federal, that's the dirty secret, guys, right? And we just have no ill intent. We just show transparent what we want you guys to do. Iroquois Federal for all your home loan needs. Dick Van Dyke for all your appliances. Man, I just got the Cafe Edition from General Electric at Dick Van Dyke Appliance, where they are legit. The Joint Chiropractic for your health needs, that's located just south of Aspen Tap House. The Joint Chiropractic for $89 a month. $79 a month for adjustments. Kyle Lewis,
awesome.
Kyle at IPGINS.com for all your insurance needs. And of course, Long Branch Steakhouse.
Boom. Let me ask you guys a question, and then we can get nitty gritty. I want you guys to both answer this. If we end up in the Music City Bowl or the Mayo Duke.
Is it the Mayo Bowl?
It's the Duke Mayo Bowl in Charlotte.
Why does mayonnaise have to advertise?
I don't know.
Do you think they actually get any more people to buy mayo because it's a bowl game?
I think everybody that wants to buy mayo
is buying mayo.
Who are they competing against?
Yeah, right, exactly. They have no competition, right? Tartar sauce? That's not the same thing,
Miracle
right?
Whip. They're competing against
Miracle Whip. Okay,
gotcha.
That's true. All right, so my question is this. I was thinking about this when we were doing this first hour. I think I'm more disappointed in Illinois not being able to, and I know stuff could still happen, but let's assume it doesn't. I'm more disappointed in Illinois not playing in the Big Ten championship game, even though you probably get run out of it in Indy, than I am about a good bowl game. Does that make sense? Like, I'm still going to be excited to go to Music City or to the Mayo Bowl, or for some reason, if we get to the Relia Quest, and that's kind of the bowl I've always wanted to get to anyway, and you're going to play a pretty good SEC or ACC team in the Mayo Bowl, which I'm going to quit saying. But anyway, I think for me, I'll start with Piper. I think for me, I'm more disappointed with these losses and the fact that it has stopped Illinois from playing in a Big Ten championship game that I've always thought was unattainable for Illinois. And then this year thought, wait a minute. Like, I'm looking at tickets in Indy. I'm thinking about Andrew's got a game that day. Can we still make it over for kickoff? I mean, I'm planning my weekend. December
you were there.
3rd.
You
I
were
was
there.
There. I was there. I think that's the thing for me. Whatever. I'll enjoy a bowl game on December 29th, December 30th, January 2nd. Whatever. I'll enjoy the bowl game, and I'll be fired up for Illinois. I'll be really disappointed if that game rolls around. I'm watching Purdue or I'm watching Iowa play Ohio State or Michigan in that championship game.
You should be. Because Iowa's had like epically bad offense. Now they're trending in the right direction here recently. At 200 yards on the ground against Purdue.
Yeah.
It's gotten better for them.
Right.
But Iowa's had a really tough start to the year, and the fact that they would circle around and be right there in that spot that they'd set out to at the very beginning would be super disappointing. And then Purdue is not a program you associate with, like, oh, it's Purdue. You know, they're better than us. They should go. Now, they've been better of recent. Yeah, I'm with you. It would be really disappointing. I do think the caliber of bowl game matters to me.
Okay.
Like, there's a big difference between the Duke Mayo Bowl and what used to be the Outback
Bowl. Is it the Duke Energy Mayo Bowl? Because it was a Duke sponsored himself. You see, the Duke Mayo Bowl.
I think Duke makes mayo.
Duke Energy Mayo Bowl.
Maybe that's it.
Now it's energy.
But I'm with you on that. I mean,
because I think
I'd rather play January 2nd in Orlando in the Citrus.
You want the opportunity to play in the Big Ten championship game. I've just seen too many times how many West teams, whether it be Northwestern or Iowa, you're going to go and get hammered by 35, maybe more. That's been the trend. Now, again, it could be different where Illinois goes.
Right.
And things go your way. And
but you're on national TV and Northwestern's been there twice.
And Gus Johnson's on the call.
That's
and
true.
And Naptown.
But is it cool in the third quarter when you're down five touchdowns?
Right.
I'm not saying that would have happened.
No, I just
think for me, I would rather be in the Outback Bowl against an SEC squad and feel like you could win that game.
I'll tell you what. If everything happens that they beat Northwestern and somehow the chips fall that we're playing in the Relia Quest, which is the old Outback, this would be one of the more successful seasons as an Illini fan I've ever witnessed in my life.
But that has to happen.
That has to happen. If they play in the Music City, I'm going to be very excited. I'm going to be thankful to Brett Bielema and all these players for giving me a wonderful season. But I'm still going to have that thought of we missed out. But you get me to the Outback Bowl and I'm good. Everything's good in life again. So what about you? What about you with not Illinois playing in the championship game?
Listen, I'm disappointed. It was hard. I mean, I sit by my son who is 10 years old, and when they throw picks, he cries.
He's wearing it like a tape.
He cries, right? when they score, he's dancing, right?
Right.
And he asked me, Dad, when they're down like this, how can you smile, right?
Wow.
And so he's up and he's down, and I'm trying to teach him, like, hey, listen, you train yourself as a football player. All you can do is your job, and you stay, you know, there's still a chance. It doesn't help to get worked up about things. And you have to look at the season that way.
Yeah, okay? That's true.
You have to look, and you have to zoom out as an Illinois fan. Nobody wants to hear it, but this program is leaps and bounds ahead of where it was 2 years ago.
Awesome. Guys,
we've lost 3 one-possession games.
Great call.
To teams we should not have lost to. We've probably beat 2 or 3 teams to teams we should probably have not have beaten, but we did. But what I love is that we're actually building it the right way. Guys, we're getting guys in there right now, young guys. They're getting valuable reps.
Huge.
We're actually have, you know, if there's one silver lining, I think with this current losing streak, more guys are going to stay than leave. I think ran the table and somehow got to the West Division championship, went to New Year's Day Bowl. I think you might have some guys skip the bowl game and just go straight to the pros.
Ah.
I think right now only Johnny Newton and Devin Witherspoon are going to the pros. That could. I should say Chase Brown, too.
I
thought that was just already guaranteed. I think some of these other guys are going to stay. I think we're going to have some pieces to build on, guys. I really do. So when I zoom out, I take, is it respite? In that?
Respite, I think.
I think respite in that, right? You know, that,
good word.
That's where we're headed. Man, I am devastated as anybody that they lost against two teams they should have beat.
Right.
Especially after how they played. But what am I going to do, beat myself up about it and be, like, miserable all the time? Right? You can't let Purdue beat you twice.
No, good call.
Because they let Michigan State beat them twice, I think. Good call. Right? Right? So, I mean, what are you going to do? You got to go ball out against Michigan. I don't care if they're good, right? You got to go do it.
Great answer.
So that's where I come at.
Great answer.
How do you beat Michigan?
Now I really want to hear this one.
Okay, well, what's interesting about Michigan is they truly, to me, the last 2 years, look like the Michigan before the App State game and before Rich Rod took it over. Because that was really the downfall of what we knew as Michigan growing
that's
up,
true.
Right? When Rich Rod took over.
Just a ground and pound. Kinda,
I mean, just huge offensive lineman, yes. Ground and pound. Now, they usually had one giant receiver. Like David Terrell.
Braylon Edwards.
Mercury Hayes, Ty Streets. I mean, I go through all of them. They have one Mario Manning him. Just
good
giant
call
dudes,
on that.
Right?
Great call.
Giant dudes. They were throwing him. And some tight end you probably never heard of but was going to the NFL no matter what, right?
And an All-American DB.
And All-American DB with some name like Steel or like, you know, Irons or something like that.
Wood.
You know, Woodson.
LeVar Woods.
Woodson. Yeah, I mean like.
Woodson, yeah.
I mean, they've had some unbelievable players. They're back to that level right now, which is crazy, right? I don't think the Big Ten is maybe what it was when they played in the 90s.
That's fair.
Right? Because when you had Penn State top five every year, Ohio State top five every year. Now, Ohio State's still that way. Some things never change. But, I don't think it's necessarily that level as far as competition, but as far as the ground and pound and physical defense, right? And the way you're going to beat them is, number one, stop Blake Corum. Make J.J. McCarthy beat you and make him throw into man coverage. That's why I thought we matched up well. Where I don't think we're matching up well is first and second down on offense.
Mm.
We're not running the ball well on first and second down. We've got to get more innovative or have some short passes or something. And we have no ability to get huge passing chunk plays, 25 yards or more.
I agree.
We're not getting that, right? And I think in order to stay close to a Michigan team, you've got to win the turnover battle. But the number one indicator of turnovers is pressure on the quarterback. Because pressure on the quarterback is going to make him fumble more because they fumble the most per carry. They also, if they're pressured, they throw the ball errantly, especially in man coverage. And that's why we've been able to get so many turnovers and interceptions because of the pressure. But it hasn't been there the last 2 weeks.
Right.
So can we get pressure? Seth Coleman's supposedly going to be back. Gabe Backus, always solid. Hopefully they can play great. Hopefully they have them schemed up. We have a chance. Is it a great chance? Absolutely not. But that's what upsets happen every week.
You've been spot on the last you're always spot on, but these last two answers have been incredible. If Chase Brown doesn't play, we don't know yet. If he's not, I don't think we learned anything today. If he's not able to play, he didn't even mention. How much does that change the offense? Or do you still kind of try to ground it? Maybe Josh McCray's back. I don't know. Maybe you have to throw him in there.
So supposedly McCray hurt his ankle against Michigan State.
When he got horse
collar, they might just redshirt McCray.
I would at this point.
At this point, he's just been banged up, and it's unfortunate. I think he's going to be a good player. You look at the tendencies. Now, I'm always looking at tendencies as a defensive guy. Because the hard thing about defense is you don't know the play, so I have to always look at what are the tendencies, right? What are the percentages? Right now, we have been so pass-heavy when Chase Brown's out of the game. So pass-heavy, right? And so how does that change? Well, it changes a ton, right? Because it's like if Chase Brown's out of the game, I don't have an elite tailback back there now.
Right.
Where I think Chase Brown's good for making you miss at least a half tackle or a tackle per run. That maybe another guy couldn't make miss. That's the difference between a no-yard gain to a four-yard gain, a four-yard gain to an 11-yard gain. And I think we're going to have tough sledding if Chase Brown doesn't play, okay? That's how I see it. And it's going to be on DeVito to throw the football around, but Pat Bryant's in concussion protocol.
Right.
Right? Isaiah Williams has been good, but he's not a game breaker unless he gets out in the field and, you know, he's not going to have a huge deep pass to him, right?
That's true.
So we're a little bit crippled there. So I think we're a totally different offense without Chase Brown.
Where's Rocky? Where's Rocky?
Rocky Harvey.
He lived at Michigan. There you go. He lives in their head still.
We had lost 24 of 28 Big Ten games prior to that.
Holy cow.
And that was a turnaround moment.
Yeah.
That was the signature win.
Brett Bielema, who doesn't say a lot about injuries, was quoted today, trending in the right direction to play at Michigan on Chase Brown.
That's awesome. Okay. That's awesome. Jay Lamon, give us your sponsors again, man, because
Iroquois Federal
is a magical hour of radio.
It is a magical hour. Thank you. Iroquois Federal is the place to go. They're local. They've got a branch in Danville, Watsika, and, of course, in Champaign and Savoy. Get to Iroquois Federal. Bob, Mark, Brenda, Ryan, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World for all your appliance needs. The Joint Chiropractic, IPG Insurance with Kyle Lewis, and, of course, Long Branch Steakhouse.
Great stuff, buddy. We'll see you again next Monday.
Yeah, man, we got to get you off the ledge lawn.
I'm a lot better now.
Ledge lawn.
Ledge lawn. I'm better right now.
Love it.
And then if we beat Monmouth by 30, I'll be even better tonight, right?
I would say, it's just like, oh, my gosh. What's Omar? What? I keep wanting to call him Omar Epps. It's just, what's his name? What's his name? It's not Omar.
Jaden Epps.
Oh, my gosh.
Dane Danger.
Such burst.
I want to get him fired
burst.
Up.
How about Stephen Cox and Muhammad? Class of 86. You're the only guy who texts with the class of 86 in Muhammad.
2 years older than me.
He says Duke's Mayo is a Southern Mayo brand. No relation to the energy people. Thank you very much. And then Randy Miller says, it's just Duke's Mayo Bowl, the ACC against a big team or SEC team. Boy, you know, thanks to the text line to keep us straight, guys.
I love it, baby.
I was all the way for Duke Energy. We talked about Miracle Whip. The Duke Mayo Bowl may be the place we're going to end up. Let's go!
We got to get out of here. Thank you, Jay. Pipes and I are back to talk some more football and some basketball next. It's The Drive.
Looking for a custom design that stands out for your business? Wanting to get your vehicle wrapped but just don't know where to go? It's Aftershock Decals and Designs. From vehicle wraps to building designs, Aftershock creates designs that make heads turn. Heck, they wrap all of Lands' heating, cooling, and plumbing trucks and vans. The one where Troy Lands is waving? That's Aftershock. Aftershock Decals and Designs. Heck, they also do signs, banners, even amazing coffee tumblers. Check them out at AftershockDD.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
You're listening to W.